So we arrived at Contemporary, outside Nottingham Contemporary, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's about 15 people, and I'm just going to quickly run around everybody. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
What's your name?
Mira.
So how did you hear about this, Mira?
I live next to a really free-spirited artist called Penny Arnold.
Okay.
And she told me about Run Dance, and I was really excited, and it's one of those things that you just can't say no to. So doing lots of running and dancing, but probably something in between, so that's why it's called Run Dance.
And you have media devices.
I do, yeah.
So is that a thing that you do normally?
Yeah, I do take a lot of pictures, so I'm carrying just a small compact Kodak HD camera that's quite instant, and a digital compact camera, so I'm just documenting things that I can, but there's lots of really fantastic people taking lots of footage, and I think it's going to be live streamed on the net.
Yes.
So basically go to www.rumdance.org and you'll be able to find everything about it, and if you spot us, come in and have a little dance with us.
Fabulous. It was Mira, right? Yes. Okay, thank you, Mira.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Hello, who are you?
Hello.
I actually know you. This is a bit fake, isn't it, really?
I'm CJ.
CJ, you've been, I just caught the one at the Arboretum, hashtagged
Rundowns10.
Exciting stuff, really, isn't
it?
It is. You know, I listened back to your boo. It's quite interesting, like, people say, oh, social media, does it work? And I've just been listening to your boo, and, like, you know, being able to open up using communication methods is in itself is quite wonderful. But this morning you said a really quite emotive boo about, you know, talking to somebody and say hello to a friend today.
Yeah.
Elaborate on that a little bit.
Well, we've all, especially if we're in the creative industries, we're all probably slightly mental unstable, because otherwise we wouldn't come up with the wacky things that we come up with.
Okay.
And it is really hard to tell somebody that you're struggling inside your head, because there is the stigma of being thought of as being mad. And I know, you know, throughout my life, now I'm in my 30s, I've come to terms.
Sorry, did you choke there?
I did.
I like that. I might use that. That's a nice one.
You know, I really did struggle inside my head during my 20s, and I'm now in a place where I can look back and cope with that, and it's made me, given me the strength that I've got today. So I just know how difficult it is to just sort of reach out sometimes and tell people that you're struggling. And I know a couple of times that I did manage to do that. People do understand. If they're your friends, then they will support you. If they think you are nuts and don't help you, then they are not friends.
Well, fab. I'm going to talk to you again in a bit.
Yeah.
I'm going to go around somebody else. Hello, who are you?
I'm Sunny.
Hello, Sunny. Hi. What do you do, Sonny?
I'm helping when I'm working with the cameras.
Cool. I can see that because you've got a camera in front of them. But dead obvious about things like that.
That's okay.
So where are you from?
I'm from Nottingham.
How did you hear about this?
For university.
Okay. So you do this as like a media course or something?
We're doing multimedia. I'm in class with Will.
Okay, cool.
We're on the same course.
Will, is it?
Yeah.
I'm going to get Will. I'm just going to confuse him as much as I did you. Hello, Will.
Hello.
You thought you were going to get away, didn't you?
Yeah,
by hiding. There's not a chance,
away.
Will. It's not happening.
You talk quite quickly.
I do call. Yeah, and I work quite quickly as well. People get quite scared about that.
Okay, we've got 12 hours. So I try and
No. Honestly, I can last all day.
Really?
No, I can last all day.
Like a
honestly,
Duracell?
You've
got a Duracell somewhere?
Somewhere, but I can't tell you where.
Okay.
So, Will, your involvement. What do you do from day to day?
From day to day, that's quite a broad question. But with regard to this, I study multimedia along with Sunny.
Okay.
Specifically moving image.
Okay.
And we got involved with this because, you know, our lecturers come to us. They say they've got a project, you know, we'd like to get involved. And I've not got internet at the moment, so I'm just jumping at the chance to do anything.
Wi-Fi.
Really?
Tech,
do you call that
MiFi?
MiFi.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that his name or is that your name?
No, that's MiFi.
Oh, it's a MiFi.
It's MiFi.
Oh, fantastic.
Custom designs, all my tech fits exactly all the pockets.
Oh, look at this.
I know.
You're a media node.
I am a media node.
Okay.
So, are you editing? So, how will you go about this?
We're not editing. We're just filming it today. And there's a filmmaker called Dan who we're doing all this footage for. Dan the man.
Nice.
Dan the editing man.
Okay.
And we've been talking to him through the proxy of Usher, I think. And
okay.
He's told us what sort of stuff he wants. He's going to take the footage at the end of the day and edit it however he wants. Hopefully, we get a chance to get the footage as well, so we can maybe do our own thing.
Okay. And what would you do with it?
We just try and make any short film. You know, anything for it's called a showreel. You know, we're just trying to make
sure.
Anything that, you know, you're involved with outside of the university. It's always fantastic. It's always great for us students. So, you know, whack it in the show reel, maybe some footage of the dance and things. Anything we got involved would be great.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Enjoy the day.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Cool. How did you find out about it today?
Oh, I know Penny.
Okay. So was that a little bit of a shock, me putting that in front of your face like that?
Not too bad.
Okay. Right, I'm going to go to somebody else. Usha.
Panic.
Oh no, somebody else is gone. Who else is here today? Ladies. Hello.
How
are we?
We're good.
Good. I'm feeling quite energetic now. It must be all these really positive souls around it. Yeah. Introduce yourselves.
I'm Carolyn.
Hi,
Carolyn.
I'm Angela. Hi.
Okay. How do you get involved with this? Because you're like emblazoned with run dance. Like, you've even actually had them custom made. I thought my jacket was good, but like, you've got proper run dance yellow and red signs and everything.
And yeah, as the title says, it's random how we got involved.
Is it really?
Absolutely.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about that randomness.
Mates of Usha's.
Okay.
And she sent an email out about a week ago. We looked at the website, thought that looked like a really super thing to support in the city.
Fab.
And let's get involved.
Fab.
So we turned up, jackets the lot.
Yeah. I'm impressed. Usha, please, I've got to finish this somehow. Usha, I've got to finish this somehow.
Yes.
Second venue, venue two.
Venue two, exciting.
How did the first one go? Arboretum, good?
Yes, lovely. It's nice small group, nice gentle start into 10-10-10.
I'm just hoping my wide angle lens can get all your vibes and positivity through that little lens.
Oh,
I'm hoping
sure it
for
will.
It. Right, crack on.